This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Need help around the house? Even the handiest do-it-yourselfer needs an extra hand sometimes? Let Mr. Fix-It, Tom Faza, help you out.
You fix it!
During the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
And the Fix-It Show is sponsored by Plumbing Parts Plus, Rapina's Fine Foods, Siding Unlimited, and J&B Construction. Good morning, everybody. Here we go. It is hour number one of the Fix-It Show for Saturday, April 27th. April 27th, where it all happens everywhere from spring to winter. Right? Good morning, Tom Faza.
Hey, Danny. It's a great summer winter day. I don't believe it's going to snow. I don't believe it.
Everybody. There's not one person in our listening area that I haven't talked to that said, I cannot believe it's going to snow. I can't believe it's going to snow. There was a great meme I saw yesterday. I think TMJ4 put it up. It was like, you know, basically it said, only in Wisconsin would you say, I got to mow the lawn before it snows. And that's what's happening today. It's just absolutely crazy. Anyway, you picked the right radio station for breaking weather coverage because we'll keep you updated as it needs. But it looks like everything's going to hit, you know, 10, 11 a.m. this morning. So, yeah, it's just one of those weekends.
It's Wisconsin.
It's Wisconsin. But, again, I put my shovels away. You know, I don't have the Tom Faza garage. I have to, you know, I don't have, like, my winter stuff goes up in the rafters, yeah, and well, then, you know, my rakes come down.
Yeah, I still have my snowblower on my little tractor, but only because I was too lazy to take it off. Yeah. I'm putting the mower on this weekend. So.
Are you? Okay. Well, as you drove in, I'm sure you were, you know, going over all sorts of bumps and bruises and swerving around potholes, and we have the perfect guys to talk to between now and 8 o'clock. The crew from Wolf Paving is in, Jacob and Matt. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
And welcome to WTMJ. It's good to have you here. Jacob, is it possible that you as a civilian, as a paving contractor, there's no way you can ever drive down a street and not notice every single bump?
You tend to notice it, right?
Everything, right?
When you do it for a business, it's what you get used to looking at.
So. I would think that as you drive to your friend's house, you know, you pull into their driveway. Are you checking out their driveway?
Oh, yeah. I even see it when I'm out of town. If I travel out of state, you're looking at the road going, wow, it's a little different colored rock. It's different than what we see here in Wisconsin. So you get used to looking at it.
Yeah, for sure. So you guys, full-service pavement contractor, and we're talking, I mean, you do concrete, you do asphalt. And you tend to specialize with asphalt. That's what Wolf Paving has always done.
Without a doubt. That's why there's paving in the name. Asphalt is our primary business. We'll do everything from driveways to commercial lots to municipal highways as well. So done a lot of work over the years here in the Waukesha area as well as in the Madison market.
Okay. And as far as where you do this work, you'll do work for residential work or you do commercial work? What's the focus of the business?
A lot of our business by volume is in the commercial work, so parking lots, everything from Menards to banks to schools. We also do everything down to a residential driveway up to county highways. So we've got a lot of county highway work lined up this year. We're lucky that the state of Wisconsin and the local municipalities have spent a lot of money. We're very grateful for that, as is our competition, but we'll do everything in those areas.
Okay, so Danny, why do we have potholes?
See, he does this to me all the
where
time.
Where do they come from? Why do
well,
we have
potholes? I'm gonna guess. It's water and expansion, right? It just cracks it, right? It freezes and thaws.
I'm not really sure.
Oh, come
on.
We've
got to ask the experts. Well,
you know, I was bragging on you earlier. I said, well, Tom knows everything. You know, I mean, really, Wisconsin, I mean, just our climate is really, really, really tough on all this stuff.
Without a doubt. You think about, you know, you're just talking about the weather and you think about what happened this week, right? I think earlier this week on Monday, it was almost 80 degrees and then it's going to snow today, right? We're going to get, well, hopefully not a lot personally, but we're going to get a bunch of snow. That freeze thaw is horrible on roads, right? We can design the best roads, whether it was asphalt or concrete, and that freeze thaw just is murder on it. And then you think about that freeze and thaw and all this heavy traffic driving over it, and nothing is designed for that. So we do our best. We try and make a quality mix. All the engineers in the world do a lot of work on it, but it just, you can't design a road that's meant to be 40 degrees one day, 80 degrees the next, and have heavy traffic rolling over it.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Well, that's just how it happens here. So anyway, we are wide open for any paving, any concrete questions, any fix-it questions Tom Faza will handle. But Matt and Jacob are here from Wolf Paving. The website, really good, wolfpaving.net. In fact, one of the features there is a free spring maintenance checklist. Make sure you check that out. But we're wide open at 414-799-1620. That is the Accunate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. The guys from Wolf Paving are here between now and 8 on The Fix-It Show with Tom Faza on WTMJ.
From big fixes to do-it-yourself projects, this is The Fix-It Show with Mr. Fix-It Tom Faza on WTMJ.
I'll believe it when I see it, but it's coming. 717 at WTMJ, 37 degrees. You've got a winter storm warning. Starts at 10 o'clock, goes till 10 p.m. Today. Milwaukee, Waukesha, Jefferson, Walworth, Racine, and Kenosha counties. The advisory goes 10 to 10 for Ozaukee, Washington, and Dodge counties. Got a wintry mix coming in, changing to heavy snow at times. Accumulations between 3 to 6 inches in Milwaukee. To the south, over 6. To the north, between 1 and 4. Again, I'm just in denial. Total denial. It's 37 degrees at WTMJ. Fix-It Show is here. I'm Danny Clayton. There is Tom Faza, Mr. Fix-It, and we got the crew from Wolf Paving in, and we're open at 414-799-1620. That's the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line at WTMJ, and we're going to get going with a call from Madison. Morning, Chris. What's up?
Hey, I had a question about porous asphalt. I've seen it in the Middleton area, and it apparently it allows water to run through it. And we have a situation where we're building a house for some folks, and they have, we have to have so much of the lot has to be pervious. You can't cover it with impervious. And I'm just wondering, is there upkeep or cleaning with this? Is there a bigger price to do it than conventional asphalt? And is it susceptible to, say, like freeze-thaw cycles or anything like that?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Start off with the porous asphalt. There is a little bit of a price increase. More or less, it's always designed by an engineer. You have to determine how your soil samples are, what type of stone is going to be needed for that water to drain properly. So it's not your conventional asphalt where you just put anywhere between 8 to 12 inches of your base, whether it be crushed concrete or your limestone. This is going to be engineered to say, hey, we're going to go 2 feet down with either clear stone, your different types, size of aggregates, and so on. So that's all designed along that way itself. So if a municipality or an engineer is saying, hey, we have to go with this type of material, there are some guidelines you do have to follow. So the price could vary, but going back to the question as far as the price, yes, it is a little bit going to be more expensive than your traditional asphalt.
There you go, Chris. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that.
I was interested, too. He asked about ongoing maintenance once it's in. I've heard of this asphalt myself, so water flows through. Is there more maintenance or more issues down the road with that product?
The biggest thing about porous asphalt is, you know, it's got basically bigger voids in it or holes in it, so to allow the water to drain through. So it really depends on the traffic pattern that you're putting onto it and the weight and the structure, right? So porous asphalt can be designed correctly. That base below it really has to be able to absorb that water that's passing through. So it's really the design that's probably the biggest factor up front. And then obviously the use you're going to put on it, but that would go for any pavement or any surface. So
it's crazy cool to see it happen, right?
Technology is always changing, right?
It's an amazing thing.
It doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah, it's amazing. So the guys from Wolf Paving are here. Their website, wolfpaving.net. They're a full service pavement contractor. So it's concrete and asphalt paving contractor. Your coverage area, guys?
Yeah, we're Milwaukee metro market, Milwaukee, Waukesha, and then we cover the Madison market as well. So we have plants in the Oconomowoc Genesee area as well as in Sun Prairie just outside of Madison. So anywhere we can reach there with the truck and do a quality job.
Got it. And probably first step is just go to wolfpaving.net.
.com, just to hate to correct you, but yeah, just so we get it right. Yeah, we've got an incredible amount of information on there. We've built out a website we're proud of, and everybody from residential to municipal engineers would find some interesting information on there.
It's your kind of place, Tom.
Yeah, I got to go visit.
You got to go visit. All right, 7:21, back in a bit. This is the Fix-It Show at WTMJ.
Don't just settle with little annoyances. Fix it. This is the Fix-It Show with Tom Faza on WTMJ.
7:24, WTMJ, 37 degrees. Again, got a winter storm warning, 10 a. till 10 p. today. Milwaukee, Waukesha, Jefferson, Walworth, Racine, and Kenosha counties. The advisory is for Ozaukee, Washington, and Dodge counties. Here's the deal. 3 to 6 inches for the Milwaukee area. We could get 6 inches plus to the north. Wait a minute. I got to see how this is read. Let's see. South 6 inches, and then to the north, 1 to 4 inches. High today is going to be 40, 37 degrees right now at WTMJ. Wolf Paving is here. Let's head to Brookfield. Good morning, Tyler.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
How can we help you, Tyler?
So I put up a Lannenstone retaining wall patio, and we laid the stones down for pavers, thinking we're going to put pavers down, but we haven't completed the project yet, and that's kind of... But my question is, based on what I heard a little bit earlier just about weather and temperature, a concrete guy I knew said, hey, concrete stamping, laying down concrete for a patio and possibly doing a stamping might be better than using either pavers or brick pavers as a patio layout because of the weather. And so my question is what would you all recommend to finish off to match a Lannenstone retaining wall steps leading up to the top patio area or to the house? What would you recommend going with in terms of because of the weather and the area we live?
Yeah, so that's a great question. It really comes down to the preference. The pavers, it's all installation. It comes down to the installation itself. The pavers will do just the same, in a sense, as what your stamped concrete will. It depends on the base and how it's prepped. You do, because of Mother Nature here in Wisconsin, you are going to get the freeze and thaw cycles. So you are going to get movement. With the pavers itself, you do run the risk of those popping up and maintaining a little more come springtime. But the stamped concrete, you can definitely do that. So it's more of a preference itself. I will say going with a 4-inch thick concrete on top of your adequate base, it all depends on your soils where you currently live. But going with your 4-inch concrete stamped is definitely going to probably hold up a little bit better.
Okay. Let's head to Al in Powers Lake. Hey, Al, thanks for waiting. You're on WTMJ.
Good morning. I have a house out in Powers Lake. I don't know if Wolf Paving comes this far, but I did get a card of theirs in the mail, a mailing. So I'm down by Lake Geneva area. Do you guys go that far?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. And what I have is I have concrete driveways that can only go up to the right-of-way of the road, and then I have an apron of gravel. My wife does not like the gravel. My snowblower does not like the gravel. So I've had lots of people just pull in and say, would you like us to do that? And I'm not a big fan of just people driving by.
Those are those guys from Kentucky that just show up and put black paint down.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want that.
But I kind of, you know, they were telling me, you know, for us to put 2 inches or 3 inches of asphalt down on top of this, dig the gravel out a little bit, you know, it'd be like $2,000 or something. I don't know what a normal price for an apron is. Mine are a little wider, probably. We're probably looking at 12 feet wide, maybe 14 feet wide by, I don't know, 10, 12 feet to the road, each one. And I just kind of, I didn't know if $2,000 was in the ballpark or, you know, not counting the workmanship or anything else, just what's an average apron to the road cost these days?
Well, I think the answer to any of that is it all depends, right? I mean, and we're not, you don't want to give the estimate on the air because you got to see it, but how does that factor in there, Matt?
Yeah, so it all depends on prep work. What type of materials are we working with? Is it do you have wetter soils? Is the stone, do we have to move some off? Do we have to add it? It comes down to wrapping of the end walls of your apron. I mean, there's a million different scenarios that kind of go into finding out the cost of your aprons itself. So that is kind of going back. It is a little bit harder to really justify how much an apron will cost. But your $2,000, I would say that's on the lower end. We see anywhere between $2,500 to $3,500 on average for the size you kind of gave us.
I think Matt hit an important topic that's really important across all of our business lines, which is that base below whatever material you're going to put down. And that's one of the reasons we wouldn't quote it on the radio, but is, you know, we can quote a per square yard or number or ton number for asphalt or concrete, but without seeing what we're putting it on, we can't put it in right, and that's the most important thing to look at. So no matter the project, that's the first question I would ask is that subbase in an appropriate condition?
Sure. And then, Jacob, what is the process to get going with Wolf Paving?
You know, the best way is through our website, or you can call our office. Our website has all the links, whether you're an electronic person or the phone numbers, and that will direct it right into our lead process. So guys like Matt, who's one of our estimators here, can help quote your job. So always happy to talk to new customers.
Cool. And it's a great website, wolfpaving.com. They do commercial paving, residential paving, municipal paving, and a bunch more, and they've been around for a long, long time. And they're here for 30 more minutes. You want to join us? We're at 414-799-1620. Hackett & Mortgage Talk and Text Line.
Your own personal handyman. This is the Fix-It Show with Tom Faza on WTMJ.
734 WTMJ, 37 degrees. It's our first hour of the Fix-It Show for Saturday, April 27th. I'm Danny Clayton. Tom Faza is here, and Jacob and Matt from Wolf Paving are here. So if you got paving questions, we're talking about asphalt, we're talking about concrete, we're talking about repair, we're talking about maintenance, any of that stuff at 414-799-1620. That is the Academic Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's head to West Bend. Hey, Scott, good morning. Welcome to WTMJ.
Hi, good morning. I have an older home. I bought an older home that has an original asphalt driveway that needs to be either ripped out or repaired. It's two-car width. Can I just put a two-inch topper on it, or does it have to all come out and start over?
You know, clearly we'd have to get some eyes on it to be able to answer that question appropriately, but if you were listening to the show earlier and we talked about that base, typically the two-inch, what we call like a lift over the top of it, if you've got cracking or you've got settling in your driveway today, that cracking and settling is just going to come back through the new pavement. So it would be more of a temporary fix than a good long-term solution.
It's all about the base. That's what Tom said off air. It's all about the base. Here's a question from Derek in Plymouth from our text line. My wife and I are looking to build a home, considering asphalt for the driveway. What's life expectancy?
That's a great question. So kind of what you were just saying, Danny, it all comes down to the base. Now, if preparing the driveway, whether we would come in there and fine grade or pave, or if the contractor itself put down the stone, having your adequate thickness of asphalt is probably the key, getting the compaction down. Overall, I'd say the average driveway should last anywhere between 20 to 30 years. It comes down to maintenance as well, though. If you see any cracks every few years, you're going to want to have those cracks crack filled, and your driveway seal coated, I'd say, every 5 or so years. Just keeping up with the maintenance is going to prolong the longevity of the driveway.
Got it. Quick question from Tom in Sheboygan. Hey, Tom.
Hi, how's it going? Hey, I have a question in regard to using fiberglass in concrete. Is there an advantage to using rebar and fiberglass, or can you use fiberglass without the rebar? And I know there is an issue with finishing when fiberglass is in the concrete, but I've heard that fiberglass provides almost more strength than just using rebar.
Yes and no. The fiberglass itself is going to strengthen the concrete itself. It depends on, well, I guess, what are you, this is for the driveway, the rebar, you're going to have your driveway poured in roughly probably about 4 inches.
Right. It would be for driveway, garage floor, basement floor.
Okay. Yeah, I would say stick with the fiberglass. The rebar, if you're doing a 4-inch pour, the rebar probably is going to be a little bit of an overkill. You're going to get roughly about 1 3/4 inches on top and below the rebar itself. So that's, I don't know if I'd recommend that. I'd just stay with the fiberglass itself. It's going to hold up great with the structural design of it. So I would just stick with that.
So, Matt, you're an estimator with Wolf Paving, right? So you'd be the guy that customers would meet with.
Yes,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah. Right. So you're the eyes on, and you'd be able to kind of look things over and submit the bid, things like that.
Yeah, yeah, yep, yeah. That's correct. So, yeah, we do a little bit things different at Wolf. We'll actually come out, meet the customer, assess the project itself, and give you different options. The biggest thing is customers say, hey, I want this. We get out there and say, you know what, we can save you some money. We can actually help with drainage, prolong your driveway or parking lot, and get you a better quality product.
Sure. And when people talk about mesh and concrete, I mean, it didn't really, for residential work, you don't use rebar. That just,
correct,
that's overkill. But they used to put in the that steel mesh.
Correct, your wire mesh.
The, yeah, wire mesh. And that never was done correctly, quite. I mean, it had to be held up in the middle towards the top. And it, in residential work, that was always a headache. So the fiber reinforced is always a better option.
No, the technology's come a long way in both asphalt and concrete. You know, the joke, if you go back 40 or 50 years, was asphalt had to be hot, black, and sticky, right? And that was kind of the spec. And you should see these quality control labs we have now on both sides and the testing we do ahead of time and before and after the mix is put down. So it's come a long way. So where Matt's talking about not needing some of the rebar, it's because that quality, that concrete is a better product than it might have been at some point in the past.
Sure. And Wolf Paving is actually a manufacturer of the asphalt product.
Correct. We manufacture our own asphalt. We have a plant in the Conemaugh Genesee area and then one in Sun Prairie as well. So we run the plants ourselves with our own employees, have for a long time, and we'll continue to do it going forward.
Great. Website, wolfpaving.com. It's excellent. Okay, check that out. You get a free spring maintenance checklist because this is the time after you shovel today. I can't believe it's going to snow. We'll get you updated on the weather next. We've cleared the calls, and if you got room, if you got a question, 414-799-1620 is our number. That is the Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Again, Wolf Paving is here on the Fix-It Show with Tom Faze on WTMJ.
Leaky pipe? Mr. Fix-It to the rescue. You're listening to The Fix-It Show with Tom Faza on WTMJ.
Yes, you are. 743 at WTMJ, 37 degrees. Here's the deal with the weather, though. I'm sure you heard this 1,000 times the last couple of days. We got a winter storm warning 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. today. That's Milwaukee, Waukesha, Jefferson, Walworth, Racine, and Kenosha counties. The advisory, same hours, for Ozaukee, Washington, and Dodge counties. 3 to 6 inches in Milwaukee. To the south could be over 6 inches. To the north, 1 to 4 inches. Can't believe it. Not until I see it will I believe it. But I can see it's moving in here on the radar. It's 744. Fix-It Show is on the air. I'm Danny Clayton. There's Tom Faza. Jacob and Matt from Wolf Paving are here. The website, wolfpaving.com. It's excellent. They do a ton. And we're open for phone calls at 414-799-1620. That's the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line at WTMJ. Heading to Belgium and talking to Rich. Hey, Rich.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
So I got an asphalt driveway, and the driveway is, 3 or 4 or 5 years old, and we had it seal coated, 2 or 3 years ago, and the seal coating, it's basically peeling up in sheets, little chunks, and it didn't adhere to the driveway. Now, how do you go about solving that issue and recoating it?
Yeah, I think that's a really hard one without getting some eyes on that. It sounds like it may not have been a seal coat that was mixed or designed properly from kind of a chemistry standpoint. Without seeing it and being able to take a look, that's a little bit harder question, but that's a tough one. So.
Yeah, another aspect to throw in there too is the properly prepping of the driveway. If that's not swept or cleaned, there's a lot of dust on there, and then you put the seal coat on top of it. Parts that's clean is going to stick. Parts that is dirty is just going to peel off, and then you're running into bigger issues down the road. So, like Jacob had said, the best way to take an approach at this is have us come out and take a look at what's going on exactly to assess the issue.
Guys from Wolf Paving are here. The website, wolfpaving.com. Great text here, guys. I want to share it with you because Wolf Paving has been around a long, long time, and you need to work with people that you know, people that are local, people that you trust. Listen to this. I used to deliver mail out of my car in the country. Wolf's crews were the nicest. If a worker was near the mailbox and their equipment was in my way, the worker always came to put the mail in the box. Other companies didn't do that. How about that?
Oh, we're happy to hear that. Yeah, that's good. Appreciate that comment. That. Thank you.
All right, let's head to Fort Atkinson. Hey, Dan.
Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just wondering what the price would be if you compare concrete to blacktop per square foot. What are you looking at there in the existing driveway?
It all comes down to your square footage. We've seen sometimes on the smaller side, concrete actually being less expensive than the asphalt. And vice versa. So it really comes down to your square footage. Is it remove and replace? What we're working with? Do you have adequate base? Or are we working with a 2-inch base? Or you have 8 inches of base where you can put asphalt? So it comes down to a number of factors. And that's kind of another one we don't want to say, hey, let's come out and take a look at it. But this is another option of us coming out and taking a look, because it can vary widely whether one or the other being less expensive for you.
If your base is... My base is excellent. Okay, we got the big gravel, the fist size rock, base rock, and then the top, 3/4 inch on top of it. So okay. Some of it would have to be removed. and, you know, and then in order to put it, because we have a concrete pad up on top, and I was just thinking about continuing with the asphalt maybe below it. It would be, you know, several thousand square feet at least.
Okay,
you know,
then at, so. With given that info, the asphalt's definitely going to be less expensive. It's hard to give you a per square foot price. Mm-hmm. Okay. But on average, let's just say we're fine grading and paving, adding a little stone or taking some out, you'd be anywhere between that $2.50 all the way up to $4 a square foot.
All right, cool. That's Matt. Matt is at Wolf Paving, and so is Jacob. They are here, and we can squeeze you in if you get in right away at 414-799-1620. Back at a Mortgage Talk and Text Line on the Fix-It Show at WTMJ.
You don't have to do it yourself, but now you can. Back to more of the Fix-It Show with Tom Faza on WTMJ.
752 at WTMJ. Fix-It Show for Saturday, April 27th. I'm Danny Clayton. Tom Faza is here. The guys from Wolf Paving are here. Check out the website. It's excellent. Wolfpaving.com. You can get that free estimate. They do commercial paving, residential paving, municipal paving. They do asphalt. They do concrete. We always get a lot of calls about concrete, and Wolf Paving is a solution for you. Let's head to Econowalk. Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
Hey.
How can we help you?
Well, I've got an 11-foot wide driveway, but I have about five 1-inch wide cracks across the driveway and deep. What's the right way to fix them?
The right way would be to saw cut those out, saw cut them, pop them out, and just place new asphalt in there. You can go with another option of using a mastic. What that is, that's a crack filler with oils and larger stone that they could fill that in. If you use a regular crack filling on there, those are just going to sink in and it's not going to hold up. Best scenario for you is saw cut, pop out, repave.
You do that, I assume?
Yes, we do that.
Okay.
Boom.
So I just call and get somebody out to give me an estimate? Or?
Yeah, call and ask for Matt. That would be the best thing. He's he's definitely looking for more work now. So
Bob, now that you and Matt know each other, you know, yeah. So Matt, you're the guy. You go out, you do the estimates, you walk everybody through it. So
yep, yeah, correct.
Yeah, so there you go. And best way to get a hold of you, I'd say for sure, hit up your website. It's quite good, wolfpaving.com. But your phone numbers? You got a couple. No, you never call yourself. This is what I always put. Okay, 262-965-2121, and then you got a Madison number as well, because you cover, if you can hear WTMJ, except for you folks in Michigan, you know, we can probably take care of you at Wolf Paving. Am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, you, how far south?
How far south do we go?
Yeah.
We'll get down the Lake Geneva area, anywhere in that area. Matt, how far south would you go?
Yeah, I'd say your Lake Geneva area. We've gone on your commercial projects. The residential gets a little harder, but commercial, we'll go as far as like your Mount Pleasant, Racine, Kenosha area.
Good, and you do mention residential and commercial. Those are different divisions.
Really, all the same division. Yeah. So a little different sales technique. Obviously, different size job typically, but our crews will bounce around between the two, and they're experienced on both sides. So we're happy to do either one.
Gotcha. And want to mention this free spring maintenance checklist. It's a good idea, and that is available at wolfpaving.com. Is there anything that we did not cover? Because I think we covered quite a bit.
You know, I know this time of year everyone's always asking about potholes because we're all seeing a lot of them out there, right? And ironically, we have some snow, unfortunately, coming again today. You know, I think from a pothole repair standpoint, our concept or our message is you got to do it right. Potholes are going to happen. You know, we talked about the freeze-thaw earlier in the segment. And water is going to get in there and kind of cause some things to pop up, if you will, along with those heavy snow plows beating down the road. There's a right way and a wrong way to do potholes. You can't just throw some rocks in there and expect it to stay.
Isn't that what most people do in a quick fix? And it's a bad idea.
I call it the duct tape method, right? It'll work for a little bit, but it's not going to work forever, right?
What about Flex Seal? You got to put that in there. Yeah.
There's always something out there.
There's
right?
always something, but that's not the way to do it.
Yeah, I think the right way is to ideally you clean it out. We talked about dust when we were talking about seal coating a little bit. You got to get the dust out of there. Ideally, you're going to heat it up a little bit and get some material in there. That bind or that glue between the existing pavement and the new either hot mix or cold patch that you're putting in there is really the important thing. So making sure that gets done correctly is important, not just throwing, as I call it, throwing rocks in a hole.
Wolf Paving, I think, goes back probably, what, into the 20s or 30s, something like that, if I remember. So, you know, we were talking off air that there's so many companies, and we mention this all the time on the radio, right, Tom?
Right.
There's so many companies blow into town, make a lot of noise, and then you never hear from them again.
No, we've been around for a long time, right? And we're actually, Wolf Paving went through a sale recently. And what I'm proud to say is that, you know, before that sale, Wolf had recently celebrated their 75th anniversary. Been around for a long time, was a family-owned business. The new owners are a local Wisconsin family that's been in business even longer. So we're proud to say that our employees and our owners live, work, and play in Wisconsin. So.
Yeah. I mean, the sale happened because it's a fantastic company, and it will continue. It will grow, and it will continue to do it, right?
Yeah, we want to remain competitive, want to remain keep doing a quality job, right? All that equipment we buy is very expensive. So the previous owners decided to take an opportunity to do that and sell to a reputable company. And keep it going. So the Wolf that everyone knows is going to continue the same and keep serving the local area.
Commercial paving, residential paving, municipal paving. So really, if anybody's listening that has any needs like that, just get a hold of you. It's just that simple. And Matt, you head out there.
Yeah.
How much do you drive? A lot, right?
Oh, geez. Yeah, it's a lot. It's quite a bit.
Yeah, quite a bit. And then, Jacob, you're steering the ship, right?
Trying to. It's always a challenge. There's no doubt about it. Nothing like starting up an asphalt plant on Monday and having it snow on Saturday. That's always a great
That's
thing.
That's right. That's right. Well, guys, it was a pleasure having you in. Wolf Paving has been a name that people in Southeast Wisconsin know, will continue to know, and definitely can trust, and sure appreciate you coming in. So one more time, the website is wolfpaving.com. That would be the first place that you want to go to. You can get both contact numbers, the Milwaukee number and the Madison number as well. But, just give them a call. Just start that process. All right, Matt, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you guys for having us.
Jacob, good to see you.
Thanks for having us, guys. Appreciate it.
Tom, I will see you after 8 o'clock.
We'll
the
Fix-It around.
Show is brought to you by Plumbing Parts Plus, Rapina's Fine Foods, Siding Unlimited, and J&B Construction.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.